This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
Indeed it is, and yes I am. I'm OJ Borge with BFBS Esports Live. Thank you as always to the Audio Content Fund. This is the show, as you well know, dedicated to ballroom dancing, specifically flamenco. Oh, that's the wrong script, sorry. The show dedicated to gaming within the forces. What are we going to do on this show this day? Well, we'll be chatting to Flying Officer Connor Stewart about the upcoming Insomnia Festival. We've spoken loads about it. Big gaming festival and how the RAF team are getting ready for it. Plus, we'll chat to Major Timothy Harcourt, the head of Army Esports. And we like a question. I'd love to give you a question while we're doing this show. The question today is, what is your favourite arcade game? It was where we, well, this I guess is dependent on age, but arcades were great. It was a place to hang out. It was the first esports because you'd go in, you'd play a game and people would watch you. That was esports in a way, or at least it was the watching of competitive gaming. So we'll find out what your favourite arcade game is. But we do have music. As always, we have music to play for you. This is Harry Styles and Golden on BFBS, the Forces Station. Styles and Golden on BFBS, the Forces Station. Who is the first guest we'll talk to? Well, my first guest is Flying Officer Connor Stewart, or Charlie Sierra. How are you, buddy?
Good evening. I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. I was trying to work out why Charlie Sierra, and my first guess was you play Counter-Strike.
No, and you're not the first person to say that, actually.
No, I was going for the CS. Is it because your initials are Connor Stewart, CS?
Originally, yes.
Oh, so if that was originally, what is it now?
Oh no, originally as in just that's how original I am. I've got a very creative brain, so why not?
No, but the problem is, I mean, maybe it's a topic for another day, but usernames are a thing that you tend to set up quite early on. And I don't know many people who come up with something completely creative first time out, because the problem is you're doing this when you're whatever, 12, 10, 12, 14.
Yeah, so originally for me, it was the main console I had around that age was like the Xbox 360, and you always get those generic gamer tags like organic strawberry and all those sorts of things. So I thought I'd try and go one that's a little bit more personable.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, though, because so many of these names have gone out, and we'll get into chat in a second, so many of these names have gone out, you have to be creative. Like, I was just looking at your tag, and it's, you've had to put a 4 in for the A and a 3 in for the E, because everyone's got a million usernames now.
Yeah, it's a hard one to navigate. But so after my kind of generic ones, I did have one that was actually my name. But then I thought, I don't really want my actual name to be out there in public. So I figured I'd try and be a little bit more vague with it. But adding a couple of numbers in as well makes it different.
Well, Charlie Sierra, you can call me Hobo Joe. That's what I gamed under for a long time. So then, let us chat first off about arcades. Right? We're chatting about arcades. Have you ever been to one? Did you go to arcades? Is that something that was in your life?
The only real arcades that I've ever been to, I suppose, would be like the kind of beachfront arcades, like the 2p machines.
It's still an arcade. There's something wonderful, isn't it, about those arcades?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Cheap and easy. Yeah. And my wife loves 2p machines as well, so it's an easy way to keep her distracted.
Yeah, I mean, the kids got really into it to the point, at one point I worked out, we'd put about 14 quid into one. You're like, stop putting them in, we're not getting the return here. You're going to be competing at Insomnia. What are you competing in?
We are. So as the RAF Gamers Network, we're going to be having around 50 personnel competing across the various Masters tournaments. So we've got two League of Legends teams. That's the RGN Hornets and the RGN Paragons. We've got two Rocket League teams. That'll be the RGN Storm Shadows White and Blue teams. We've got a Valorant team from the RAF Reapers clan. And we're going to have the Tonkers as well, who play Rainbow Six.
See, I'm a big fan of Rainbow Six. It does not get as much love as it should do as an eSport, does it?
No, it doesn't. Not at all. So we're going to be pretty glad to have a team there as well representing.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we also get to play the army at Halo as well. There's talk of it potentially being up on the main stage, so it could be a pretty interesting watch. But games that I play personally, I'm mega into my Formula One. So obviously you can see on the screen, I've got my wonderful little rig here with my McLaren branded steering wheel. It's not really McLaren.
Do you know what? Those rigs are amazing, and I've tried to do them. And, you know, I grew up playing racing games, and I always thought I was pretty handy at Gran Turismo and things like that until I tried a proper Formula One racing game. And it's insanely hard. You put your foot down at any point, and you're going to spin it into the barriers.
Yeah, it's very difficult at the moment, especially with the latest game. It's completely different to any of the other games we've played before. They're releasing a couple of patches. The handling models are a little bit different and a little bit more tricky to get to grips with. So, yeah, lots of practice needed for those.
There was some great, during lockdown, there was some great online racing with some of the big names of Formula One. Lando Norris was one of the racers, wasn't he, racing online?
Yeah, Lando Norris. I think Charles Leclerc was in there. George Russell all giving it a go. With a bunch of celebrities as well.
Did you get to take them on?
I wish we did. We should have pushed for it. But who knows? Maybe in future we can be open up to those sorts of things.
Now, Insomnia is huge in esports, especially in this country, for the forces gaming the community as well. This could be the biggest yet. You were talking me through the teams. It's going to be massive here, isn't it?
It is. So far, and I'm not sure when we first started going, but in the entirety since we've been going, it's going to be the biggest attendance that we've ever had. So for us, it'll be 75 personnel in total. So we've got those 50 personnel that are going to be competing. We've got people working on an expo stand as well. So we're going to have some flight simulator rigs. We're going to have some Formula One rigs as well. So anyone can have a go, come and have a go, find out more about esports in the Air Force. And we're not capping the attendance either just yet. So we're still looking for more people that are interested to come and join us.
Is that more people from within the forces themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Army have got their own presence there, but specifically for us as the RAF Gamers Network, we're perfectly open to it. So RAF Esports on Facebook or RAF Video Gaming on Modnet. People can reach out to us, and if they're interested in attending with us, then they are more than welcome to come along, and the more the merrier.
It sounds amazing, buddy. One of the things we've spoken about a lot on this show since we started it 5-6 weeks ago is how gaming is an amazing escape tool for well-being while serving. Has that something that's helped you? Is that one of the reasons that you love esports within the forces?
Absolutely. It's becoming more and more encouraged, and we're trying to get it recognised as a tiered sport along with other regular day-to-day sports. But personally for me, yeah, I find it a brilliant way to just kind of relax and detach from what can often be quite a stressful environment. I can't always bring things home from work due to the sensitivity, so things might bump around in your head a little bit. But for me, playing a game, whether it's like a sandbox type game or a creative type game, it's a really good way to just kind of de-stress and let your brain focus on many other things. And then just generally there's the community aspect of it as well. So there are people that I play with online that I've never met, I might never meet, but we're still going to have those bonds and those connections that allow us to kind of maintain friendships and relationships for a pretty long time.
Some of my best friends are people I'm never going to meet. In some ways, it's a nice way to have friends, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Right, it's been great to chat to you, Connor. I was about to call you Charlie Brown then, but that would have been a mistake because that's the Coldplay song. But Connor Stewart, Charlie Sierra, it's been great to chat to you. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you very much for having me.
And good luck at Insomnia. And I mentioned Charlie Brown, so let's play it. This is Charlie Brown from Coldplay. Charlie Brown here on BFBS. This is eSports Live, the Forces Station. And you heard me chatting before to Mr. CS himself about arcades. And they are one of those things. And he said he only really goes to the beachfront ones. But any arcade is great. And what are in arcades are arcade games. I want to know what your favourite is. And thank you for all of these. Scott said, I would have to say it's the Simpsons arcade game that was released in 1991. It was a side-scrolling beat-em-up brawler that had really good animation and graphics that replicated the show perfectly. I remember this because if you walked into an arcade, you could hear it playing the Simpsons theme from off in the distance. I remember spending countless holidays, says Scott, in campsites and at centre parts, pumping money into it with my brother, probably never making it past the first couple of levels. Arcade games were cruel back then. They were tough, but I do think that if you had a level of skill, you could get further on. They praise skill. Nowadays, you get a certain amount for your money and you have to put more in. It's very much, it's a little more, I guess that's more brutal. Learning a game and getting further was good. Martin says, probably Star Wars Pod Race. I'd love playing that at the arcades, in the cinema before and after seeing whatever film we were going to see. Pod Race was one of those ones that had a cabinet that you sat in and it moved around as well. Time Crisis 3, says Mark. He says, I used to play it with my brother. If we got given a fiver, that's what we'd spend all our money on at the arcade. Five lives each, let's go for it, he says. It was bonding as well. We had to have my back and I to have his. Exactly like a recreation in arcade of Bad Boys the film. And I love Time Crisis. And as I say, it was one of those games, I feel, that if you were all right at it, you could go quite far. You could get further on. You had to learn who was popping out where and you had the pedal that you pushed down.
Like all these people in this room don't shine like you. If I could bottle you up, I would sip you like cosmic juice. So give me that good love all night. Don't need your cash, I got my own to spend it on you if I like. If you wanna dance, baby, let's dance. We can dream. Until the
and years and starstruck on BFBS. This is Esports Live. I'm OJ Borge. Another quick message on Arcade. It comes in from Robin, who says, I always liked the brilliant House of the Dead games. It was amazing to play with your mates crowded around you. I mean, I always felt the pressure there. And that was the first viewing esports, if you take it that way. Arcades with your mates watching you there and then. One more guest on the show, and that is Major Timothy Harcourt, head of Army Esports. Major Timothy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, OJ, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good? Yeah, you sound
good.
Yeah,
I'm good. Thanks, OJ. Thank you for having me on the show.
No, thank you for making the time. I'm guessing you're busy with your day job.
Yeah, well, I'm still in uniform right now. Just ran out of the office to come and see you. So.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for getting me out of the office, forcing me out.
Not a problem. Well, you're here to talk about esports and Army esports in particular. Were you part of the team that set it up?
No, I wasn't in the original crew. A lot of them are still around, though, and I've actually only been in the team really 3 months now, fairly new in the role. But as I meet more people and meet some of those original crew, it's really impressed me like how many of them are like junior ranks. It's sort of all ranks, really up and down the range, some officers, some seniors, but some of the key players still, you know, really junior ranks. And I'm impressed at how active they are and how professional they've been. It's really good stuff.
What was your background in gaming and esports before you joined the team 3 months ago?
I was quite an old school gamer, I suppose. So I've been enjoying listening to the chat about arcades there, taking me back. I've really enjoyed going along to these the festivals and the expos that we've been involved in. Really, when I get that little bit of time to just sneak away from the stand, I'll always go to the arcade areas and the retro areas. I love sort of staring at those screens and bringing back memories. In the more sort of modern terms of things, I'm not much of a competitive gamer trying to get into it. But the guys and girls absolutely school me. I'm trying to get some lessons off them, but I just embarrass myself when I try and do the esports side of things. So I stick to the retro thing.
Yeah, well, you see, I have to as well. I mean, the problem about retro games is when you're a kid, they were so much better when you were a kid, and you remember them, and you go back and play them, and they're never as good as you remember them. Did you actually go to real arcades when you were younger?
Oh, yes. Yes, I fondly remember the Trocadero in Leicester Square. Absolutely enormous.
It was amazing.
A real cathedral to gaming at the time. And I, every time that I'm in central London and Leicester Square, I sort of lament the fact that the death of the arcade, as I knew it, even the Namco Centre on the South Bank in London's gone now as well. So I say bring it back. We need more of it. Places for young people and maybe some more middle-aged people to go and have some good old innocent fun.
The people who were there originally with tape drives and floppy disks, there are actually some around where you can go, and they have these big, up near me, where they've got bars. It's a proper night out for you and your mates. And you go and you pay whatever, sort of 20, 30 quid for the night, and you can play whatever you want. You don't need to put money in. And it's a really good night out, but it's just life. You never have time to get there. Never have time to get there. Let's talk more about Army Esports. How big do you see it getting? How big do you see it getting within the forces, within the Army itself?
Well, it's definitely only going to get bigger. So the community as it is was started during lockdown. So it's not that old, but it very quickly rose to, well, I think we're over 3,500 now. Wow. I don't know the number exactly on the Discord. Discord's where it's managed mainly, obviously. But yeah, still growing, and it's getting a lot more attention, not just in the Army, of course, tri-service, but a lot of people really taking it seriously. I guess you could consider me a bit long in the tooth, a bit old hat, maybe one of the old crusties. I hope not too many people see me that way. But
they wouldn't say it to your
around
face,
the,
I would
around
guess
the headquarters. Sorry, say
they wouldn't,
again,
they wouldn't say it to your face, I would guess.
Yeah, no, some of them do. Yeah, some of them pretty gobby. But yeah, around the headquarters, like the old and bold are getting it. Obviously, there are still some laggards in that. But yeah, people get it. When you talk to them about the figures and statistics, you can't argue with it and it clicks. So one of the things that I like to sort of quote a lot of the time is I ask people a rhetorical question. What's the most popular military sporting event in terms of civil engagement? And everyone says, well, it's got to be Army Navy, right? So fair enough, yeah, Army Navy. How many civvies do you have in the stadium? Maybe a few thousand, maybe 10, 20,000 on a good day, a few people watching on TV. But the Code Bowl semifinals was watched by over, you know, I think it was 1.7 million people.
Wow, okay.
And as soon as you quote that, you know, sort of British Army versus US Army, I think it was 1.7 million. And suddenly, you know, these one-star, two-star eyes staring at you, like the numbers click and you can see them doing that Rain Man maths in their eyes going, oh, okay, this is serious. This isn't just This isn't just a fad. This is a sport. No, and this is big.
Absolutely. That's been massive for ages. And I would guess within the service itself, it's great for morale. It's good for team building, for mental health, and for people, if they're away on service, for keeping them connected to families and friends back home.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, during lockdown, that was a huge way for people to connect. But that's true in the military all the time. You've got people posted all over the world. Sometimes you're not going to see your best buds for 6 months a year. Family, of course. And we really support partners in dependents and families sort of getting involved in it as well as much as they can. And veterans as well. Really love bumping into veterans and some of the disabled veterans charities as well. They're really active in it. And they love seeing us there. We love seeing them there. Really great banter between them. So it sort of completes that circle of the military covenant, if you like, that we talk about a lot of the time, but you very rarely see it. In my career, in my 11 years in the Army, I've very rarely seen it in action. But in the last few months, I really have seen it in action in esports.
Amazing. What's the next big thing? What are you trying to grow over the next 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, the future?
I'm ambitious. I think, we're all ambitious. That's one of the great things about esports, because it attracts sort of active, ambitious minds. But so we're just sort of coming to the end of this year's cycle of league games, the British Army Esports League. And we're looking to make it bigger, get more and more people in, more games. We want to sort of get more city games. I'm developing links with some of the pro esports teams like Fnatic, XL, Endpoint, etc. They love us, we love them. Want to get more involved in that sort of thing. But and this might sound a little bit ambitious to some of the gamers, but I really want to prove that gamers and gaming in the military can actually have an operational effect. Because we've got a pool of thousands of really talented specialist soldiers, specialists in their fields, but also specialists sort of technically. And I want to show the Army that all of that talent can be used to actually have an operational effect by getting involved in development of future tech.
Timothy, we're running out of time. You have to come back on before we end this run to talk more about this. You absolutely have to. We've run out of time now. Major Timothy
Hartcourt. I want to talk more about retro gaming and arcades.
Absolutely.
As well,
we're going to do that. If not, the next episode, we'll sort it out. Major Timothy Hartcourt, Head of Army Esports, thank you so much for your time. We've got time to squeeze in one more song, so let's do that. The Offspring.
Day after day,
that was The Offspring. What a tune that was. As we like to finish every show, it was actually from a game that began in 99 in the arcades, was released by Sega a year later on consoles. The game involved racing around looking for fares. It was Crazy Taxi, which I loved. And that is pretty much it. Thank you to both of my guests. It was great to chat to them. It was great to hear about retro gaming memories as well. So thank you very much to Flying Officer Connor Stewart and to Major Timothy Harcourt, head of Army Esports as well. We'll be back same time next week. If you want to get involved, you can find us by all of the usual BFBS socials. We'll have another question for you as well to get involved in. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the Audio Content Fund. I'm OJ Borge. This was BFBS Esports Live.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
on DAB Plus, throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.